الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the series of the perfect 99 names of Allah. And inshallah, today we will learn about the names of Allah, which are related to the fact that Allah is the source of guidance. Inshallah, we will learn four names of Allah regarding to the fact that Allah is the source of guidance. And we will start with the first name, which is Al-Haji. Al-Haji means the guide. Al-Haji, Al-Haji is the one who showed the right way, the one who is the source of all guidance. Al-Haji is the one who is the source of all guidance, and the root is Hadiya. Hadiya is to guide aright, to lead to the right way. Now, inshallah, we will recite verses of the Quran related to the fact that the one who is the source of guidance and the one who shows the right way is Allah Al-Haji, the guide. We will start with Surah number 6, verse number 75. Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 75. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 75. Okay, let us move to Surah number 87. Surah number 87, Surah Al-A'la, so that we will have a clear, you know, a clear proof from the Quran that Allah is the source of guidance. Surah number 87, Surah Al-A'la, verse 1, 2, and 3. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High, who has created everything and then proportioned it, and who has measured preordainments for everything, even to be blessed or wretched, and then guided and showed mankind the right as well as the wrong paths, and gathered the animals to pasture.
Okay. We will recite now from Surah number 20, Surah number 20, Surah Taha, 20, verse number 50, so that we will be clear regarding the name of Allah, Al-Haji, the guide. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. 20:50.
Musa said, Our Lord is He who gave to each thing its form and nature, then guided it aright.
Okay. So this is the guidance of Allah. Allah, the source of guidance. Allah Al-Haji. We will recite now from Surah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah number 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 108. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الحق من ربكم فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها وما أنا عليكم بوكيل
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Say, O you mankind, now truth, the Quran, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come to you from your Lord. So whosoever receives guidance, he does so for the good of his own self. And whosoever goes astray, he does to his own loss. And I am not set over you as a wakil, disposer of affairs, to oblige you for guidance.
Okay. Now we will recite from Surah number 16, verse number 37. Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 37. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن تحرص على هداهم فإن الله لا يهدي من يضل وما لهم من ناصرين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Oh, if you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey for their guidance, then verily Allah guides not those whom He makes to go astray, or none can guide him whom Allah sends astray, and they will have no helpers.
So this means that Allah the Almighty is the Al-Hadi, is the source of guidance, is the guide. We will recite now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah number 18, verse number 17. From Surah number 18, verse number 17. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَذَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرُضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْهُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And you might have seen the sun when it rose declining to the right from their cave, and when it set turning away from them to the left, while they lay in the midst of the cave. That is one of the ayat proofs, evidences, and the signs of Allah. He whom Allah guides, He is rightly guided, but he whom He sends astray, for him you will find no wali, or guiding friend, to lead him to the right path.
We will recite now again, sister, from Surah Al-Fath. Surah number 84, verse number 42. No more.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. No, I tell you, this is enough for this name, because we recite many verses. Now we will move to the second name of Allah, which is related to the fact that Allah is Al-Hadi, the guide. The second name of Allah regarding His guidance is Ar-Rashid. Al-Rashid. Ar-Rashid. Ar-Rashid. Ar-Rashid is the director of the right way, the one who decrees or ordains the right way, the one who is the supreme director to the right way. So it is the one who directs His creations to the right way. The root is Rashada, to adopt the right path. And we will recite now from Surah number 18, Surah Al-Kahf. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To know about the name of Allah Ar-Rashid, the director of the right way. The name Ar-Rashid is not mentioned in the Quran, but its meaning that Allah is the director of the right way is mentioned in many verses of the Quran. We will recite now from Surah number 18, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 10. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
Remember when the young men fled for refuge from their disbelieving folk to the cave, they said, Our Lord, bestow on us mercy from yourself and facilitate for us our affair in the right way.
We will recite from the same surah number 18, verse number 17, to know about the name of Allah, Ar-Rashid, the director of the right way. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَظَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرُضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
He whom Allah guides, he is rightly guided, but he whom he sends astray, for him he will find no wali to lead him to the right path.
We will recite now from the same surah number 18. We will move to verse number 24, to know more about the name of Allah, Ar-Rashid, the director of the right way, the meaning of direction of the right way. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse 23 and 24. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسَيْتَ وَقُلْ عَسَى أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. This is the name Rashada. This is from Ar-Rashid, the director of the right. 23 and 24.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And never say anything, I shall do such and such a thing tomorrow, except with the saying, if Allah wills. And remember your Lord when you forget, and say, it may be that my Lord guides me into a nearer way of truth than this.
We will recite now from Surah number 40, verse number 38, to learn about the name of Allah Ar-Rashid, the director of the right way. We will learn the word Ar-Rushd. Ar-Rushd is guidance, and the guidance is only up to Allah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال الذي آمن يا قوم اتبعوني أهدكم سبيل الرشاد. Surah number 40, verse number 38.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the man who believes said, O my people, follow me, and will guide you to the way of right conduct. An example, guide you to Allah's religion of Islamic monotheism, which Musa has been sent.
We will recite now from Surah number 72, Surah Al-Jinn, verse number 14, to know more about Ar-Rushd, which is guidance and which is related to Allah, the director of the right way. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنا منا المسلمون ومنا القاسطون فمن أسلم فأولئك تحروا رشدا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And of us, some are Muslims who have submitted to Allah after listening to this Quran. And of us, some are al-qasitun, disbelievers, those who have deviated from the right path. And whosoever has embraced Islam has become a Muslim by submitting to Allah, then such have sought the right path.
In order to know more about the name of Allah, Ar-Rashid, the director of the right way, we will recite from Surah number 11, Surah Hud, verse number 78, to know the fact related to the name Ar-Rashid. Ar-Rashid is the one who directs to the right way, the right-minded. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 11, verse number 78. وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي هُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونِي فِي ضَيْفِي أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ.
And his people came rushing toward him, and since aforetime they used to commit crimes, he said, O my people, here are my daughters, the women of my nation. They are pure for you if you marry them lawfully. So fear Allah and disgrace me not with regard to my guest. if there is not among you a single right-minded man.
Okay. Now we will move to the third name of Allah related to guidance, which is An-Nur. An-Nur, which is An-Nur. Okay. An-Nur is the one who is the divine light of all the worlds. The one who is the divine light of all the worlds. And the root is Nawara. Nawara, to give light, to illuminate, to fill with light. This is the name of Allah, An-Nur, the one who is the divine light of all the worlds. We will recite now about the name of Allah, An-Nur, which is mentioned in Surah number 24. We will recite verse number 35. الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of his light is as if there were a nick, and within a lamp, and within it a lamp.
Yes.
A lamp is in a glass. The glass, as if it were a brilliant star lit from a blessed tree, an olive, neither of the east, neither it gets sun rays only in the morning, nor of the west, nor it gets sun rays only in the afternoon, but it is exposed to the sun all day long, whose oil would almost glow forth of itself, though no fire touched it. Light upon light, Allah guides to his light whom he wills, and Allah sets forth parables for mankind, and Allah is the all-knower of everything.
Okay. So this is the verse of the Quran which is clarifying and proving that Allah is the source of all the light and Allah is the divine light for all the worlds. We will recite now from Surah number 39, verse number 96, to know about the name of Allah, An-Nur, the light. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 39, verse number بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 69. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون.
And the earth will shine with the light of its Lord, Allah, when he will come to judge among men. And the book will be placed open, and the prophets and the witnesses will be brought forward, and it will be judged between them with truth, and they will not be wronged.
This is what will happen, inshallah, on the day of judgment, when the earth will shine with the light of its Lord, Allah the Almighty, Allah An-Nur, Allah the source of all the light on the earth. Allah is the one who is the divine light of all the worlds. Actually, sisters, we must know that Allah the Almighty, He makes the Holy Quran, and he makes Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as sources of the light on the earth. So if you want to have light from the light of Allah, you either recite the Holy Quran and follow it, because the Holy Quran is mentioned as the source of light, and you follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, because he is also mentioned as a source of light on the earth. We will recite now the proof regarding these facts from Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 174. Because if a Muslim will ask, how can I have the light of Allah? How can I reach the light of Allah? You can reach it either through the Holy Quran, if you understand the Holy Quran and follow its rules, or you follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Regarding the Holy Quran as the source of light, Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 174. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O mankind, verily there has come to you a convincing proof, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from your Lord. And we sit down to you a manifest light, this Quran.
So this is the proof that the Holy Quran is a source of light on the earth. We will recite another surah number 64, verse number 8, to have the proof that the Holy Quran is the source of light on the earth. We can have its light. I will clarify to you about its light, but after we will recite surah number 64, verse number 8. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فآمنوا بالله ورسوله والنور الذي أنزلنا والله بما تعملون خبير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Therefore, believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the light, this Quran, which we have sent down, and Allah is well acquainted with what you do.
So actually, sisters, this is the proof from the Holy Quran, that the Holy Quran is the light which Allah have sent down to us. Accordingly, you can question what is the meaning that the Quran is the source of light. If we believe that all the rules of our life are mentioned in the Holy Quran, so if we follow these rules, we will have outside light, because the road, the right path will be clear for me. If I obey the rules of the Quran, this means that I am on the right path, and this is the light for me regarding how to manage my life according to the rules of the Quran. I am living depending on the light of the rules of the Holy Quran. Internally, I have light regarding my ideas, regarding my plans, regarding my intention. I have light. It is very clear for me. Everything internally is clear for me. Why I have this intention, why I plan for that decision, it is very clear for me. I have a lot of internal light through the Holy Quran. So the Holy Quran is the source of the internal light and the external light. And this is because these are the words of Allah, the source of light on the earth. Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the source of light, we will recite from Surah number 33, verse number 45. So that we will be all the time having the proof regarding how to have a light on the earth. Surah number 33, verse number 45. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 45 and 46. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. This is the word munira, from nur, from light, regarding Prophet Muhammad. Okay, no problem.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily, we have sent you as witness and bearer of glad tidings and a warner, and as one who invites to Allah, Islamic monotheism, to worship none but Allah alone by His leave, and as a lamp spreading light through your instructions from the Quran and the Sunnah, the legal ways of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So actually, sisters, this is a clear guidance that if you want to have the light, If you want to have the guidance, it is through the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now we will move to the fourth name of Allah related to guidance, which is Al-Haq. Okay? Let us say it together. Al-Haq. The truth, the reality, the one who is the truth, the real, the true existing, and the root is haq, and to be true, right, correct, just, proper. Okay, now we will recite from surah number 10 to know about the name al-haq. Okay, the truth, because the light is the truth, the guidance is the truth. This is how they are all related together. An-Nur, the light, Al-Rashid, the director of the right way, Al-Hadi, the guide, Al-Haqq, the truth. We will recite from Surah number 10, verse number 32, because the name Al-Haqq is mentioned in the Holy Quran. The first three names were not mentioned, but their meaning was mentioned in the Holy Quran. But the name of Allah, Al-Haqq, is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah number 10. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة يونس verse number 32 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فأنى تصرفون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Such is Allah, your Lord in truth. So after the truth, what else can there be save error? How then are you turned away?
Okay. We will recite also to know about the name Al-Haq from Surah number 23, Surah Al-Mu'minun. Let us start with Surah number 22, Surah Al-Hajj, 22:6. Surah number 22, chapter 22, verse number 6. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dhalika bi'anna Allah huwa al-Haq. وأنه يحيي الموتى وأنه على كل شيء قدير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. That is because Allah, He is the truth, and it is He who gives life to the dead, and it is He who is able to do all things.
We will recite now from Surah number 23. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة المؤمنون, verse number 116. 116 from Surah Al-Mu'minun. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fata'ala Allahu al-Malik al-Haq. La ilaha illa huwa Rabbul Arshil Kareem.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So exalted is Allah, the true King. La ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the Lord of the Supreme Throne.
We will recite also, because the name Al-Haq and the meaning of being Al-Haq regarding Allah is mentioned also in Surah number 24, Surah Al-Nur, verse number 25. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yawma'idhin yuwafihimul 24-25. يومئذ يوفيهم الله دينهم الحق ويعلمون أن الله هو الحق المبين.
And on that day Allah will pay them the recompense of their deeds in full, and they will know that Allah, He is the manifest truth.
24, 25. Okay, so now alhamdulillah we learn four names of Allah. I want you sisters to repeat it with me. Al-Hadi,
Al-Hadi,
Al-Rashid,
Al-Rashid,
An-Nur,
An-Nur,
Al-Haq,
Al-Haq,
Al-Hadi,
Al-Hadi,
Al-Rashid,
Al-Rashid,
An-Nur,
An-Nur,
Al-Haq,
Al-Haq.
These four names of Allah are proving that Allah is the source of guidance, and if we want to have Allah's guidance, we must follow the rules of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now, inshallah, we will move to learn three other names of the names of Allah. And these are related to the fact that Allah is the one who supports all His creation. Allah is the one who supports all His creation. Inshallah, with the name of Allah, Samad.
As-Samad.
As-Samad is the satisfier of every need. Allah is As-Samad because Allah is the satisfier of all the needs. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The one upon whom all depend, the one who can satisfy every need, and without whom no affair could be accomplished. Okay? The root is Samad, Samad, okay, to set up, to be everlasting. And I want to ask you, what surah of the Quran you always recite in prayer, which has the name of Allah, As-Samad? Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Okay. Yes, I want you to recite surah Qul huwa Allahu Ahad.
Allahu Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad.
Okay, this is the name of Allah, As-Samad, okay, the satisfier of every need. Now we will move to the name of Allah, Al-Qayyum.
Al-Qayyum.
I want you to repeat it with me again. Al-Qayyum.
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 Al-Qayyum is the self-existing one upon whom all others depend. Al-Qayyum, the self-existing one upon whom all others depend, the one through whom all things exist, the one who is the foundation upon whom, upon which all things exist, the source of all existence. Al-Qayyum.
Okay?
Yes, Ayat al-Kursi. So I want both of you to recite Ayat al-Kursi together.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-Hayyul Qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Man dha alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhni. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَا يَئُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
ما شاء الله. Excellent.
ما شاء الله. May Allah reward you for memorizing this surah.
Okay, alhamdulillah, this is the name of Allah, Al-Qayyum. We will learn more about the name of Allah, Al-Qayyum, from surah number 3, surah Ali Imran, verse number 1.
Al-Qayyum?
Al-Qayyum. Actually, it was mentioned that the name of Allah, Al-Qayyum, when you mention it in your supplication and dua to Allah, inshallah, your dua will be answered. Okay, this is one of the names which is always, you know, highly recommended to be mentioned. You don't know this? No, Al-Qayyum. Okay, I will show you now in Surah Ali Imran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 2, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Try to use this verse of the Quran when you call on Allah. When you call on Allah, you tell to Him, O Allah, you are the one, Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists, and inshallah, Allah will answer your call. Al-Hayyu, Al-Qayyum, in all your supplications. Al-Hayyu, Al-Qayyum. And always Al-Qayyum is mentioned with Al-Hayy. In Ayat al-Kursi, which you just recite, it was Al-Hayyu, Al-Qayyum. Now again, it is Al-Hayyu, the ever-living, and Al-Qayyum, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa Al-Hayyu, Al-Qayyum. You can.
You mean to read the translation?
You can read it in English.
Okay. Allah, la ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He. Al-Hayyu Qayyum. The ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists.
This. Okay. Now we will recite again to know about Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum from Surah number 20, Surah Taha, verse number 111. Surah number 20, Surah Taha, verse number 111. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم وقد خاب من حمل ظلما. This is on the day of resurrection.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And all faces shall be humbled before Allah, Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists, and who carried a burden of wrongdoing. He who disbelieved in Allah, ascribed partners to him, and did deeds of his disobedience will be indeed a complete failure on that day.
Okay. Now we will move to the third name of Allah related to the fact that he is the one who supports and protects all his creation, which is Al-Wali.
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 Al-Wali. The governor, the protector, the one who rules and supports all the creation. The one who rules and supports all the creation. Al-Wali, the root is waliya, waliya, to be near, close, master, lord. Al-Wali is the lord. Okay? Regarding the name Al-Wali, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah number 42, verse number 28. Surah number 42, verse number 28. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي ينزل الغيث من بعد ما قنطوا وينشر رحمته وهو الولي الحميد.
And he it is who sends down the rain after they have despaired and spreads his mercy, and he is the Wali, helper, supporter, protector, Lord, the worthy of all praise.
Okay. To know more about the name of Allah, Al-Wali, we will recite from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 68. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوا وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين. We will learn now about the meaning of Al-Wali, the supporter, the protector, the Lord, والله ولي المؤمنين. Okay, Surah number 3, verse number
68. Rarely among mankind who have the best claim to Abraham are those who follow him and this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who have believed, Muslims, and Allah is the Wali, protector and helper of the believers.
Okay. Again, to know about that Allah is the one who is the helper and the protector and the Lord, Al-Wali, Allah Al-Wali. We will recite from Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 45. Surah number 4, verse number 45. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wallahu a'lamu bi'a'da'ikum wa kafa billahi waliya wa kafa billahi nasira.
Allah has full knowledge of your enemies, and Allah is sufficient as a wali, protector, and Allah is sufficient as a helper.
Okay. We will recite also from Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, the clarification of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, regarding that the fact that Allah is his wali, Allah is his supporter, protector, and the helper. Surah number 7, verse number 196, chapter 7, verse 196. Inna waliyya Allah, inna waliyya Allahu alladhi nazzala al-kitaba wa huwa yatawalla as-salihin.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Verily, my wali, protector, supporter, and helper is Allah, who has revealed the book, the Quran, and he protects, supports, and helps the righteous.
And actually, sister, from this chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-A'raf, I will give you the proof that Allah is Al-Walay, the protector, supporter, and helper, and the only Walay for you. When you are in need, when you need support, when you need protection or help, always believe that my Walay, my protector, supporter, and helper is only Allah, because I want you to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 197 and 198, okay? And also 194. Let us recite 194, then 197, 198, to have the proof why Allah is my Walay, and only Walay is Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 194. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَادْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Verily, those whom you call upon besides Allah are slaves like you, so call upon them and let them answer you if you are truthful.
This is the fact, sister, that we must believe in. None of the human beings has any power to do anything. All the power is to Allah the Almighty. We are helping each other according to the command of Allah and according to the decree of Allah the Almighty. So if I need help or support or protection, I am not supposed to call on any human being, believing that my Walay is only Allah, because none has the power to do anything. Also, Allah is mentioning this fact in verse number 197 and 198. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ نَصْرَكُمْ وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَسْمَعُوا وَتَرَاهُمْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ.
I think it's 196.
We recite 196. إِنَّ وَلِيَّ اللَّهِ.
Oh, okay.
And then we are giving the proofs from 97 and 98.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And those whom you call upon besides Allah cannot help you, nor can they help themselves. And if you call them in guidance, they hear not, and you will see them looking at you, yet they see not.
So actually, sister, this is regarding whatever we people call beside Allah, whether they call, human beings, or they call, these idols, or whatever, okay? Whoever you call other than Allah, they cannot help themselves. So how they will help others, okay? And if you call them to guidance, okay, they don't hear and they don't see. And actually, it is very important for everyone who is looking for guidance is to ask the guidance from Allah the Almighty, and to believe that only Allah is my Walay. And actually, this is one of the ways to give yourself psychological support. When someone will come and tell you, will try to threaten you, or to tell you, I can harm you, I can hurt you, I can destroy your life, I can cancel your job, I can, make for you a very big problem, you just answer saying, Inna waliyya Allah. My supporter, my helper, my protector is Allah, who can do everything. The only one who can do is Allah, and He is my supporter and helper. So I don't give any damn, or I don't care for anything, and I don't fear any threatening from any human beings, so long my Walay, my protector, supporter is Allah the Almighty. I am obeying Him, I am following His guidance, and He promised in the Holy Quran that He will take care of the believers, as it is mentioned in the Quran. More about this fact that Allah the helper, supporter, protect, we will recite from Surah number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 51. And actually, sisters, learning the fact that Allah is Al-Walay is a very important for your spirit to feel tranquility and peace, and not to have the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, not to be worried all the time that that person is not happy with me, this sister can cause troubles for me, my husband can destroy my future, my kids can take my car. No, sisters, none can do for you anything so long you believe that Allah is al-wali, Allah is the supporter, the helper, the protector, the one who has all the power, the one who can take care of all of us. Surah number 9, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 51, Surah Al-Tawbah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, this is one of the rules of the Quran which every believer must memorize. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our Mawla, Lord, Helper and Protector, and in Allah let the believers put their trust.
You see, sister, this is how you can handle any hardship in this life and how you can face any person who is trying to threaten you or cause troubles for you by saying, nothing shall ever happen to me except what Allah has ordained for me, and Allah is my wali, Allah is my protector, Allah is my helper, Allah is my supporter. Okay, my supporter will decide for me, not you. Okay, none of the human being can take any decision regarding my life. Only my wali, Allah, can take the decisions. Okay, and Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, commanded the believers to put their trust in Him. So I have all my trust in Allah, my supporter, my helper, okay, my protector. Actually, sister, this is one of the rules of the Holy Quran which we must memorize, okay, and understand and believe in. None can cause any problem for me because nothing can happen to me except what Allah has ordained for me. Okay, so this is Surah number 9, verse number 51.
Could you recite it again in
Arabic? Yes. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Okay, none can happen except هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. هُوَ مَوْلَانَا, this is الْوَلِي. He is my wali. هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ, upon Allah, فَلْيَتَوَكَّلْ, put their trust, the believers, you know, because it is the opposite. So the believers must put their trust. Okay, so you can just memorize قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَيْنَا. My wali is Allah and nothing can happen to me except what Allah has ordained for me.
So is Mawla also another?
Mawla is from al-wali.
Okay.
From al-wali is Mawla. Okay, now we will recite again from Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22, verse number 70. Surah number 22, verse number 78. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير.
I don't know that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And strive hard in Allah's cause as you ought to strive with sincerity and with all your efforts that His name should be superior. He has chosen you to convey His message of Islamic monotheism to mankind by inviting them to His religion of Islam, and has not laid upon you in religion any hardship. It is the religion of your father Abraham. It is he, Allah, who has named you Muslims, both before and in this Quran, that the Messenger Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may be a witness over you, and you be witnesses over mankind. So perform a salat, iqamat salat, give zakat, and hold fast to Allah. Have confidence in Allah, and depend upon him in all your affairs. He is your mullah, patron, Lord. What an excellent mullah, patron, Lord, and what an excellent helper.
So actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty, Allah al-Wali, Allah the guide, is clarifying to us how to have him as your supporter, your helper, your mawla, your wali. Perform a salah, give zakah, hold fast to Allah, and have confidence in him. Depend upon him in all your affairs. This is how you can have Allah as your wali, your supporter, when you obey his commands, okay, regarding fasting and prayer and giving zakat and obeying his commands. Allah will take care of you, and this is the excellent supporter, Allah al-wali, who can do everything. We will recite also from surah number 45, verse number 19, Allah al-wali, the supporter, the helper, is mentioning in many verses of the Quran this fact. Depend on Allah, put your trust in Allah. Allah will support you, Allah will help you and protect you, because this actually is the source of tranquility and peace for the spirits of the believers. We will recite now from surah number 45, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 19. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will recite
19 or 90?
No, 19. But we will recite 18 and 19. 18 and 19. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم جعلناك على شريعة من الأمر فاتبعها ولا تتبع أهواء الذين لا يعلمون إنهم لن يغنوا عنك من الله شيئا وإن الظالمين بعضهم أولياء بعض والله ولي المتقين.
Then we have put you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on a plain way of our commandment, like the one which we commanded our messengers before you. So follow you that Islamic monotheism and its laws, and follow not the desires of those who know not. Verily, they can avail you nothing against Allah if He wants to punish you. Verily, the Zalimun, polytheist wrongdoers, are aliyah, protectors, helpers of one another, but Allah is the wali, helper, protector of the mutakun.
Okay. Now, inshallah, we will learn other two names of Allah, which are related to His power. These are Al-Mu'izz, Al-Muzil. Okay, Al-Mu'izz, okay, A-L-M-U-I-Z-Z. Al-Mu'izz. Okay, so I want you to recite it with me. Al-Mu'izz.
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 Al-Mu'izz. Al-Mu'izz.
The glorifier. The glorifier, Al-Mu'izz. The one who grants honor and power. Root, A'azza. A'azza. To be mighty, strong, and potent. This is Al-Mu'izz. And the opposite is Al-Muzil. Al-Muzil, A-L. M-U-D-H-I-L-L. Al-Muzil. Al-Mu'izz. Al-Muzil.
M-U-Z-H-I-L-L.
M-U-D.
G-H-I-L-L.
G-H-I-L-L. Al-Mu'izz. Al-Muzil. I want you to say it with me. Al-Mu'izz.
Al-Muzil.
Al-Mu'izz.
Al-Mu'izz.
Al-Mu'izz, the glorifier. Al-Muzil, the disgracer. The disgracer, yes. Or the degrader. The disgracer. Okay?
Disgracer?
Yes. Disgracer or...
Oh, disgracer.
Yes, the disgracer. To know about these two names, they are both mentioned in one verse of the Quran, Surah number 3, verse number 26. To know about Allah, Al-Mu'izz, Al-Muzil. Surah number 3, Surah Al Imran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 26. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, O Muhammad, son of Allah, and peace be upon him. O Allah, possessor of the kingdom, you give the kingdom to whom you will, and you take the kingdom from whom you will, and you endue with honor whom you will, and you humiliate whom you will. In your hand is the good. Verily, you are able to do all things.
Actually, this is the meaning of tu'izzu. You endue with honor whom you will, and you humiliate whom you will. Okay, this is al-mu'izzu, al-muzil. I will give you two other names, al-khafid, Al-A-L-K-H-A-F-I-D. Al-K-H-A-F-I-D. Al-Khafid. The Humbler. Rahamukumullah. Al-Khafid. Al-Khafid. Khafid. Al-Khafid.
Al-Khafid.
Okay, the Humbler. The one who humbles the proud to awaken them. Al-Khafid, the root is Khafada, Khafada. The name is not mentioned, but its meaning is mentioned in Surah number 56, verse number 4. Surah number 56, Al-Khafid. Surah number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Bismillah ar-Rahman. 56, 4. Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 55, 46, 4. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 56. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Number 3. Verse 1, 2, 3. One, two, three. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة. This is خافض, and we will learn also رافع. Because now you learn the name of Allah Al-Khafid, okay? And Al-Khafid is the humbler. The opposite is الرافع. A-R, let us learn this name because both are mentioned in this verse of the Qur'an. A-R, Ar-Rafi'a. Ar-Rafi'a. A-R, then R-A-F-I. A-R, R-A-F-I. Ar-Rafi'a. I want you to say it with me.
Ar-Rafi'a.
Aywa.
Ar-Rafi'a.
Ar-Rafi'a. The uplifter, the exalter. The uplifter, the exalter. Okay, so these two names are opposite to each other. One of them is Ar-Rafi', the uplifter, and the other one is Al-Khafid, the humbler. Okay, so both of them, whenever Allah is mentioning one of these names, He is always mentioning the opposite in the same verse of the Quran. This is what we will recite now in verse number 3 from Surah Al-Waqi'ah. خافضة رافعة خافض from خافض رافعة from رافع. Okay, so
one, two, three. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When the event, the day of resurrection befalls, and there can be no denial of its befalling, bringing low some, those who will enter hell, exalting those others, those who will enter paradise.
Okay. So these are the two names of Allah, Al-Khafid, Al-Rafi'. So let us now recite together the names of Allah which we learned today, inshaAllah. Al-Hadi,
Al-Hadi,
Al-Rashid,
Al-Rashid,
Al-Nur,
Al-Nur,
Al-Haqq,
الصمد القيوم الولي المعز المذل الخافض الرافع. So inshallah, this is the last class regarding the perfect 99 names of Allah. I pray to Allah the Almighty that inshallah He will accept our efforts for His sake, and inshallah He will reward us for that effort inshallah on the Day of Judgment. And may Allah guide us and all the Muslims to follow the rules of the Quran and the rules of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and let us make the dua inshallah. الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.